SRN News. I'm John Scott. Authorities say a shooter with a rifle opened fire from a nearby roof onto an Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas, killing at least one person and wounding others before taking his own life. The exact motivation of the attack not immediately known. Officials say no ICE agents were injured and that detainees were among the victims. Google admits to censorship pushed by the Biden administration and invites back banned users to the platform. Bernie Bennett with that report.
Those who saw their YouTube videos and other content banned during COVID-19 and the 2020 election were invited back to the platform Tuesday in an astonishing mea culpa from the company that blamed their censorship on Biden administration pressure tactics. Alphabet Incorporated, the company that operates Google and YouTube, wrote in a letter Tuesday to Congress that they were forced into removing content by Mr. Biden and his senior aides. Company officials acknowledged that they had gone too far in banning content related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 presidential election results. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
New polling shows President Trump weaker on the economy, but strong on law enforcement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that report.
The president says the economy is doing great since he returned to the White House.
Under my leadership, energy costs are down, gasoline prices are down, grocery prices are down.
But according to an AP NORC poll, just 37% of U.S. adults approve of the president's handling of the economy. That's down from 43% in August. In a reversal from his first term, he's weaker on the economy, but strong on border security and crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The stocks are drifting lower on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 87 points now, and the NASDAQ composite losing 104. This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league as the legal battle continues in court. This is SRN News. The Ukraine situation looking better. BBC correspondent James Landau reports.
6 months ago, they were at odds in the Oval Office. But last night, Presidents Trump and Zelensky were of one mind at the United Nations. The Ukrainian leader said his relationship with Mr. Trump was better than ever, and he was positive America would support Ukraine to the very end. All this after President Trump said he believed Ukraine, over time and with European support, could win back all the territory it had lost to Russia. He also described Russia as a paper tiger and suggested it was not a real military power.
Typhoon Rigasa, one of the strongest storms to hit Asia in years, has caused massive destruction in Taiwan and the Philippines before slamming ashore in southern China. In Taiwan, 17 people dead. 10 deaths reported in the northern Philippines. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.